this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will leave this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will go inside. I will leave this world as it is. Go inside to find my God. Inside there is peace. Inside there is joy. Inside there is more than enough. Inside there is peace. Inside there is joy. Inside there is sacred love. I will leave this life as it is. Go inside to find my God. I will leave this life as it is. Go inside to find my God. Go inside to find my God. I'll go inside to find my God.
I invite you at this time to do just that. Leave this world as it is and go inside to find your God. So just take a breath at this moment. Give it a rest. Leave this world as it is with its coronaviruses and its wars, its politics, its illusions, its untruths, and in our personal lives, our worries, our concerns about money or health, relationships where we might be struggling. Let's just put it aside for a moment. Let's just go inside and find that still small voice within. That voice that always calls to us, that voice that always beckons to us, that voice that always challenges us to make our lives a reflection, a statement, a manifestation of the great I am that each and every one of us is. The more we find, the more we go inside and find our God, the less we have to be afraid, the less we have to be worried, the less we have to cry out, the less we have to feel our very real hurts and pains. Because in the great I am, we embrace our inner Christ. In the great I am, we can affirm and make real anything we want. We can complete the sentence any way we wish. And so as we go deeper, we look what is the expression we wish to make. I am happy. I am joyful. I am grateful. I am peace. I am love. I am free. I am unlimited. And as we listen, we understand that everything that we affirm, every assertion of the great I am, brings us in communion with our God, with the oneness of the universe, and with one another. So let's just take some moments and just quietly listen in the silence. Now gently, I invite you to open your eyes, and as you do so, you take into account where you're sitting, your physical environment. You continue to breathe, and you continue to dwell in the realization and the knowing that it's all God and it's all good. And you leave nothing behind by leaving meditation. You bring it all right with you, ready to exercise your liberty, your happiness, your love, your peace. And for this time together this morning, this opportunity to come and pray together, to get back in touch with the significance and the power of our lives. We are so grateful. And so we simply say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.